And this one, you'll see, has the light aroma, the fanju. So this is popular in the north. It's made with also some rice and also sorghum.
Well, very different on the nose.
And the nose as well, yeah. And this one actually has more of a funky flavor to it, actually, I would say. Some people have described it as kind of like a blue cheese kind of a taste to it, yeah?
Mmm. Oh, by Jove. Never mind by Jove, by Jove. Flipping. That's, yes.
There's a taste.
There's a smell like a
burn.
There's a small explosion just underneath your diaphragm.
Now,
whoo! I like that.
There is that.
It does give you a small levitation and lift.
I've just lost the power of speech.
It's great.
Now, back to the job in hand. We need a baijiu that we can take on New Year's Eve, and we're cooking dumplings. Which one goes well with dumplings?
I would recommend a light aroma. So you could go with this shanty fanju. It's a light aroma is the most popular in Beijing area.
Really?
Yep.
Thanks, Simon. Right, all. Mission accomplished. It's the light baijiu for us. Meanwhile, Aunt Anstead has been at one of the oldest distilleries in China to unravel the mysteries of baijiu.